Welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, where we talk about the best of times, but also pay respect and learn from the crazier times. Our presence matters. Take a ride with us as we show the world how we make our presence felt. Fatherhood is Lit. What's good, Fatherhood? It's your boy, James Lopez, representing for the Fatherhood is Lit podcast and for all the dope dads out there like ourselves. Remember to keep sharing the podcast, but most importantly, keep sending me feedback on the topics and the dope dads you want to hear from. Today is another special episode because I'm a huge, huge, huge fan of basketball. Heck, I'm even one of those crazy dads that coaches youth basketball. Shit is stressful for real. And whenever you talk about basketball, you will be a fool not to know who the Harlem Globetrotters are, especially if you're from New York City. So on today's episode, I'm honored to have Latif, a.k.a. Jet Rivers, of the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters representing. What's good, Jet? How you feeling?
What's going on, man? I'm good, man. Glad you was able to get me on, man. It's a pleasure.
Oh, man, I'm glad you took the time, bro. I know you're a busy dude going all over the globe.
Like I said, it's a pleasure, man. Anytime.
All right, so before we begin, man, how many kids you got, Latif?
I only got one. Got a daughter, 6-year-old daughter.
All right, dope. Dope. When it's funny because when I first met you, it was actually at a school trip that we were both attending during Fleet Week. So let's start with that, bro. How dope is it to take those small trips with your kids?
It's super dope, man, because, I mean, I can remember being a kid and having the feeling that she had, like, when my uncle came on my trip or, you know, so it kind of put everything into perspective. It kind of came full circle. When I walked in to where you guys were, and she saw me, and she was just so happy to see me. And then, you know, we had a good time on the school trip too. So it was just dope all around.
Yeah, was that your first school trip together or not?
No, that wasn't my first school trip together. We did a couple. I mean, you know how the school does. You know, they go to a park or, you know, something simple, but. It definitely wasn't my first one. And, I mean, I got a chance to be a part of the Fields Day, too. So that was great.
Yeah. I remember seeing pictures of that, man. I wish I could have made it to Field Day, but unfortunately, the big boy had Field Day, too. So I had to chase him down. got to balance it out.
Right.
So what was your first school trip together, and how was that feeling?
I think our first school trip together was actually just to one of the parks, and they had they pretty much had like three different classes there, and they kind of were just running around and stuff, I guess, to, you know, get them off of the school property and help them feel like they not chained down in the school, but, you know, just let them get out and have a little bit of fun. It seems simple, but just to go to a park, but for a kid, you know, that's a dope school trip. And like I said, I pulled up on them, and she was just so happy to see me. It made me that much happier.
Yeah, man. You mentioned that growing up, you had your uncle around. Did you grow up with both parents?
Well, my parents split early. Mm-hmm. When I was a baby. I don't even really remember them being together.
Okay.
And then I had a stepdad. Who was in my life, who's still in my life. But my parents weren't together. My uncle, he really like took me and my brothers under his wing. And, so I spent a lot of time with him. Like, he pretty much all but raised me, you know, he taught me how to play basketball, pretty much everything I know. So, he was definitely a huge father figure in my life. I mean, I got three uncles who really, who I kind of hang out and talk to, and they played a big role in my life.
No, that's what's up, man, because I tell people all the time, like, you know, you don't necessarily have to be the birth dad to show those fatherhood qualities, you know what I mean, where you could actually step up and just help kids in general. And a lot of times it's the uncle, sometimes it's the big brother, you know what I mean? And it's pretty dope. Yeah. So now you know, you're always traveling all over the world. Did you ever have to pick your daughter over those travels or vice versa? Like when it comes to school trips and stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's because, you know, that's what I do for a living.
Yeah.
And that's probably actually probably the toughest part of having to be away from traveling anywhere from 4.5. So, faces as I can. She always, if she has me and tell me about it, and we'll just talk about it, and she'll make a joke like, "You should have came." And she's like, "I know you work in with the Harlem Globetrotters, so you know we make light of it." But it's definitely a struggle just being away from her. So like, when we have time, or when it's fitting, I try to fly her out and bring her to a game or two. Like I brought her to California last year, and she loved it. Mm-hmm. She came out, saw me play and everything, so it was pretty dope.
No, that's dope as hell, man. It's always hard finding that balance, especially when you're trying to make ends meet. You know what I mean?
Right.
So now when you bring her out to these games, right? Do you ever get caught up where the fans are on top of you and you're like, "Man, I just want to chill with my daughter right now." Like, give me a second.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not even gonna lie. I'm so used to it now, like the fans, and when they ask for autographs and stuff, like it doesn't faze me as much. But I think she sees that, and one, she gets a little excited, and then on the other hand, you know, that's my baby, so she a little territorial, so she's like, "All right, that's enough. Y'all let go of my daddy now."
She ever run up on somebody and be like, "Yo, back up"?
almost. She gave him that look, like, "All right, that is time now." Ooh. Or she'd just run and like hug my leg while I'm signing autographs. So, you know, and then they ask, "Oh, is this your daughter?" "Yeah, it's my daughter." She like famous on my team. Like everybody, before they even ask about me, when I go see my team, they ask about her. So, you know, it's pretty cool, though, man.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Did you always want to be a Globetrotter, bro? Because I know you played at Wagner, which is a school that my wife actually attended. And, you know, I saw it. I used to go to the games, but before you were there. Was that something like, was that always a dream?
Honestly, I never even pictured being a Harlem Globetrotter, man. I always wanted to be a professional basketball player. And I mean, the way that the chips fell, I got a chance, a great opportunity. And, I mean, I'm on the Harlem Globetrotters now. I mean, like I said, I always wanted to be a professional basketball player. And what I always tell people, like, what better team to play with than one of the most prestigious teams in the history of sports, you know, and, be a part of that legacy. So it's a blessing to be able to carry on the legacy and to be able to create a legacy of my own, really.
Nah, that's dope as hell, man, and I love it, especially the legacy talk. I think that's something that we gotta showcase more, but also teach our kids about it. So, what are you teaching your daughter about maintaining a legacy?
I mean, we always talk about, because you know, when it's time for me to leave, she's like, "Oh, you got to go to work again." And then, you know, I sit her down and I explain to her, you know, "I'm doing this so you can have toys," because she loves toys. Mm-hmm. And I tell her, you know, "I'm doing this so you can be taken care of." And that I know that sometimes she can't. She's 6 years old. You know, she's super smart and she understands a lot of concepts. But sometimes, you know, a kid just like, "All right, yeah, you got to work, but I still want to see you." You know what I'm saying? So sometimes I try to kind of explain to her, like, it's going to work out for you in the long run, and you're going to be happier in the long run. And I know that, you know, so that's why I'm still doing what I'm doing. And that's why I try to, you know, give her the best example possible and just let her know that she could do anything, because I don't know nobody else who is a Globetrotter, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know anybody. The numbers for people who went and graduated college, or people who are professional athlete, or anything of that sort from where I'm from, you know, the rate is low. You know, usually they don't make it outside of where we're from, you know? So I try to explain that to her a little bit too. And I think she grasped the concept. She's super smart, man. So
yeah.
I think she understands the importance of working and the importance of working towards a legacy. I mean, obviously she can't get the full picture of it because, you know, she's 6 years old, but I think that, you know, she get the gist of it.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think that those are the conversations you got to start off pretty early. Like a lot of people say, you know, conversations like that, you maintain them or you hold them until they're like 15. And it's like, nah, you want to give them that early. You want to expose them early to it. You know what I mean?
I feel like exposing her early to it, it just give it a chance to grow on her. And when you grow up, I feel like because that's how my uncles did for me, you know, from an early age, he instilled in me, like, it's important that you get your education. It's important that you work towards a legacy. And it's important that you try to change the landscape of our family, you know, because I'm the first person to graduate from college in my family. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's
and up. So it's up to me to pass that down to my daughter and let her know, like, now you got to take it a step further. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, it's true, man. You know, like my brother graduated before I did, of course. He's my older brother. He set the stage, or he raised the bar. And then I came in, and I surpassed it by getting my master's and, you know, working in tech and all that. And we all need that person. You know what I mean? Like, we all need that person to say, yo, this is the possibilities. This is what could happen. And I think fathers play a huge role in that. You know what I mean? When they're present.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, for Halloween, bro, for Halloween, I saw your daughter rocking your jersey, bro. How does that feel, man?
Oh, man, it's incredible, man. And, you know, kids, they always got an idea of what they want to be for Halloween. So I don't usually, like, try to push for me. I want to be you following, you know, so that made me feel proud that she wanted to be me. And then seeing the picture and seeing her in the jersey and, you know, seeing how happy she was, it just filled my heart for real.
Yeah, man. So you ever sit back with her and start teaching her, like, some of the moves, like the crosses and the dribbling and everything?
She, like, spinning the ball on her finger.
Yo, that's what the Globetrot is known for, bro.
right. That's how sick is your thing, man. So, you know.
Look, you ever start teaching her how to spin the ball, and then she gives you that look like, Dad, I don't need your help, I got this.
all the time, and then I let it go, and it almost breaks her. Then she look at me like, you should never let it go.
So whichever way it goes, you still get blamed.
easily, no doubt about it.
That's funny as hell. So do you think now as a ball player and raising your daughter, how do you think her career path will go? Do you think, like, for example, if she wants to chase basketball, right? Mm-hmm. Will you support that while still giving her more, or is that like, yo, that's what you want to do, that's what we're going to focus on and that's it?
I definitely support her in whatever she want to do. I mean, I'm not the type of parent to, like, try to force anything on a kid. So, I mean, if she want to play basketball, then I'm going to give her everything I can to help her be successful.
Yeah.
Whatever she want to do, you know. And I think right now it's a crucial part of her life because she's like a sponge, you know. So she's seeing things, she's learning things, she's figuring out concepts, and she trying to shape her identity, you know. So I'm just letting her blossom, and then whatever she want to go with, obviously I'll give her suggestions, but whatever she want to go with, that's what I'm going with.
I love it. I mean, when she comes to support you at games and stuff like that, like, you're the star of the show, right? And so is your team.
Yeah.
But she probably gets that super VIP access, right? So how do you balance it out when you take her to see, let's say, the Nets or the Knicks, and you might not have courtside, or you might not have access to the locker room?
I mean, really, being there in general is great for her. I mean, it's great for me too, but it's great for her just to be able to see her dad doing something positive and doing something that has a level of significance that people respect and people look to. I mean, I think it's super important for that to be the case because, you know, sometimes, especially as kids, you see things on TV But for you, it's like they on TV, so it's not really in reach for you. But for her to be able to be there, wherever she's sitting, I think it kind of helps. Whatever she want to do is in reach. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So you give them a lot, and then try to like teach them about how to stay humble, I guess.
Right.
Yeah. That's dope, because it's hard, man. Because you know sometimes we have access to things that others don't get. You know what I mean? And it's like, how do you keep your kid from getting gassed up where they think they're the best thing ever? Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's always it's always a tricky game.
Yeah, it's definitely a fine line, because you want your kid to have confidence, but you also want them to know, like, you got to work for it, and you got to be relentless in your work. You know, you can't just because you do something good one time, you can't just hang your hat on that. You got to keep going and keep leveling up. And I mean, that's really like something that I feel like is present when I go on a trip with my daughter, you know, because I feel like my presence, it gives her a sense of confidence. It gives her hold on, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all good, man. The community knows we keep it real.
It gives a sense of pride, you know. And I think kids, it's hard for kids, you know, when they on the trip and they don't see they father, but they see another kid father, you know. So I try to be there as much as I can and give her that confidence and to give her that pride to know, like, my daddy got me my back, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So you ever had to chaperone a trip?
I haven't chaperoned a trip yet.
Okay. Okay. That's the next step, man. We gotta get you to do that next.
Yeah.
And you know, it ties into what you were just saying, that when you go on these trips or you go to like these class events, sometimes mm-hmm. the other kids don't have parents there. And
right.
do you
right.
ever feel that by default you become the parent of all the kids around her at the time?
I'm sorry. Can you say that again?
Yeah.
I don't feel like what?
Do you ever feel like by default that you become sort of like the parent for all the kids around her on a trip?
Yeah, I definitely feel like that. And I feel like the kids, they look for that, you know, because, I mean, not having your dad there, you even though you're a kid, you could feel that absence, you know. And I think that when they see me interacting with my daughter, they like, oh, that's Blair's dad, but I want to get in on the fun, you know. So
yeah.
It's like they kind of want to feel that security too. And
yep.
I mean, you know, I work with kids every day, all day, so I don't have a problem with, you know, making their kids feel comfortable. Obviously, play the role as their parent, but you know, I know how important that is for a kid to feel like, you know, they're significant. So
yeah, no, that's dope, and that's real as hell, man. It's real as hell, because yeah. I go to all these class trips and events, and man, I got to take up, like, I got to make it a habit of talking to at least half the kids, because I see them all looking at us like, why is Jordan's daddy's here and not mine?
Right.
And
right.
I hate seeing them sad, bro. Like, even on, when they do like book fairs,
uh-huh.
I volunteered one time for the book fair. And the first thing my wife told me was, please leave your money home. I was like, nah. Dude, I'm buying all the kids stuff because, you know, parents are sending them with like $2, forgetting about the taxes.
Yeah.
Some didn't have any money. And it's like, man,
yeah.
I came from poverty. So when I see a kid and they tell me, you know, mom didn't have $5, it's like, yo, take my money, bro. my wife was like, yo, you got to stop that. You got to stop that. but it's just in me where it's like, yo, seeing these kids happy is so dope, bro.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Yeah, so now I heard you you know, I know you're a beast on the court, but I heard you're a beast in the kitchen too, bro. What's good? Are you teaching your daughter how to cook, man?
Yeah, we actually it's crazy because, you know, she watched a lot of YouTube, so you know, she's like, oh, I want to have my own YouTube channel. So sometimes like she'll be at the house and we'll just start, I'll be cooking and she'll be like, I want to help you, and then she'll help me, and then she'd get the camera. She'd be like, all right, guys, today we're going to cook fried Oreos with me and my dad. Like, we got a lot of videos like that. I try to, you know, let her do as much as possible, especially like breakfast. She liked cooking breakfast. She liked flipping pancakes and stuff like that. So I definitely try to help her learn how to cook. She thinks she already know how to cook.
Yo, they pros, bro. They pros at everything.
Yeah, you can't tell her. You can't tell her she can't cook the whole meal.
Yeah, that is funny as hell, man. So you think when she records, is this for your Instagram and your YouTube, or is she gonna have her own YouTube soon?
I mean, right now we just really just record, but it's not for any purpose. But if I was to put it on anything, it would be for her. YouTube channel, so she always talk about having a YouTube channel. So, but I mean, right now we just do it for fun, you know. I haven't put it out on anything, but it's cool to have.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, how do you feel about how do you feel about kids having a YouTube channel? Because my son just turned 7 today, and he's mm-hmm. had a YouTube channel for about, I'm gonna say, 9 months. And
word?
Yeah, and you know, he's not killing it, you know what I mean? But it's dope mm-hmm. to see him create. And the first thing I got was family members calling me, telling me, yo, get him off the internet. What are you doing? Like, this is private. What is he doing? And it's like, man, mm-hmm. he's going to all of these dope events, and he wants to right. review them for his friends.
Right.
But they chastise me. Son. Thank you, bro. Thank you.
Happy
I appreciate it.
To your son first, but, I mean, I think as long as it's monitored, you know, I think it's healthy because it gives them a chance to express themselves. It gives them a chance to really kind of blossom in terms of their personality and the way they communicate and the way they talk about things and the way they elaborate on things. So I think it's healthy. In that sense, because you know, it gives them a chance to really hone in on their people skills, and it gives them a chance to really tap into their own identity. Yeah. I mean, you see a kid every day. You know, you'd be surprised like at the things that they know and the things that they've learned and how they how articulate they can be at any given time. So I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, I feel the same way. And you know, it's crazy because I asked you that question as a father, right? And, you know, I have access to so many like YouTubers, and that's a question mm-hmm. that I want them to answer sooner or later. But you gave me the answer that comes from the fatherhood side, but you sound like a YouTuber, bro. Like you were perfect. Yeah. You were perfect. Like I think that YouTube is perfect for kids, for they can learn how to articulate themselves, story tell, mm-hmm. how to get out of that box. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's something that we don't do often. Like we don't push them to get out of their comfort zone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, man, if they're gonna be using YouTube all day long, yo, why not create?
Like, exactly. Exactly. You know? I'd rather them create than watch a video about, you know. Some nonsense, you know.
some Ryan's kids reviews, bro, all day long. That's all they want to watch. so what's next for you, man? Like, I know you're doing the Globetrotters. Is that a full year work? Like, do you guys ever take like an off season, or is it just every single day y'all just grinding?
Yeah, I mean, we actually just finished, and really, I got training camp. I leave for training camp on Saturday. And then we kind of get into our domestic tour on the day after Christmas. We leave out Christmas Day. But, I mean, I'm just grinding, you know, trying to find different ways to level up, trying to stay in touch with my community, and just, you know, trying to be a voice and somebody that's showing a positive light.
Yeah. Yeah, now that's dope, man. I love that. So, you know, as a Globetrotter, you get to access a lot of dope people, right? Has there been a basketball player that you really, really look up to that you've been able to present to your daughter and be like, yo, this is the GOAT right here? Like, is there a Michael Jordan for you?
That I've met?
Yeah.
Or just in general?
That you've met?
No, not that I've met. I mean, I'm a huge, huge Kobe fan. I'm a huge Laker fan, but I'm a huge Kobe fan. She know who Kobe Bryant is, so I feel accomplished as a dad already.
Wait, how she knows? How she knows, though? How she knows? You been telling her? You been showing her?
Yeah, I told her. I told her. We watch YouTube. We watch Kobe YouTube, you know?
Wait, you ever...
But, you know, he finished...
You ever cross the and do a fadeaway and just scream out Kobe?
Oh yeah, for sure. We got a basket in the house. We always play on her, and I be dunking on her. And she dunk on me too, though. She dunk on me too.
Oh, you don't give her the elbow? You don't give her the elbow to the ribs, bro?
Like, she definitely getting the elbow, the back down game, the drop step dunk on her. She getting all of that.
Oh man, yo, that is beautiful, bro. Start screaming at her like, yo, I'm the black mom, but you ain't doing this.
Yeah, shooting contest. I'm beating on the shoot contest, screaming, ah, I'm nice.
You ever like play horse with her and let her win for a while, and then at the end just be like, nah, I'm squashing this. Like, this is over.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I swear I did. I do that all the time. But sometimes, you know, I think it's different, you know, with it, because I got a girl, you know, a daughter, so... You know, I think it's different with the daughter. Sometimes I let her win, but if she was a boy, I'd never let her win.
Dogs, but you can't be letting them win though, because they don't stop talking. They will never forget.
Oh man, she's like, no, you didn't even beat me. You didn't even beat me. I'm like, bro, I beat you like 15 times. You only won what?
Yo, that's funny, man. Because I coach 8th grade. And we had practice last night, and, you know, I let them catch the lead. Game was 11. I was playing on the other team. Let them catch the lead. And then after a while, my son's looking at me. He's like, oh, you going down. 99 rating, forget you. I'm like, wait a minute. Now I start sweating, because now I'm dropping buckets. I'm backing down the whole squad.
Yeah.
It's like, nah, man, you ain't going to talk trash.
Yeah, you'll never let you forget about it. You let them win.
Yo, and as they get older, it gets worse, man. So be on the lookout. Yo, man. So, man. This has been so dope, bro. You know, I really wanted you on the podcast, and you know, I kept DMing you, no pressure. And the reason I kept telling you no pressure was because I didn't want you to feel like you had to do this just because we know each other or because of what I'm doing for fatherhood. I wanted you to just come through and be real, and that's what you did, bro. Like, you showcased to the world that a Harlem Globetrotter that's traveling the world, getting busy, still handles his business as a dad, and that it's his number one business. So thank you so much.
I didn't feel no pressure, man. You know, it's a pleasure to be on. Definitely ain't feel no pressure. I feel like, you know, I'm obligated to talk with you about these kind of things, because I don't think it's enough conversation like this. And I think sometimes fatherhood is taken for granted, but I love what you're doing, man. I think it's healthy. I think it's shining a light on fathers. I think it's bringing awareness to the fact that fathers are important in kids' lives. And I think it's a dope thing, man. I know it's gonna be successful even more past what you got right now. So.
Yeah, man. I truly, truly, truly appreciate it, man. How can everybody get in contact with you?
They can find me on Instagram, Jet JET as in Tom _ Rivers 24. You can just hit me on Instagram.
Yeah,
I'm an easy guy to talk to. So,
yeah, you're a great dude, man. First day I ran up on you, you showed love. I left you alone for you to have some time with your daughter, because I know how important that is. But I appreciate all the love you've shown, man. I really do.
No doubt, man. Appreciate you too.
Thank you. To the community, you know how we roll. We matter. Keep making your presence felt. Fatherhood is lit.